Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is John Williams, Vice President of Client Development at Kangaroo SEO, specializing in online marketing and social media strategy. Today, he shares how to get the most out of your YouTube videos. So welcome, John.
Thanks for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I think when you think of YouTube, the first thing for me that comes to mind are the viral sensations and people looking at YouTube for the next star in the music industry, a la Justin Bieber, or those sorts of things. But YouTube can be a very effective marketing strategy for businesses as well. Tell us a little bit about why businesses want to include YouTube.
Well, that's a good question. The main reason is that your audience is there. Over 1 billion users visit YouTube every month. And each minute, there's 72 hours of video uploaded to YouTube. So if your audience is there, you need to reach out to them, because chances are, if you don't, your competitors will.
Right. So, wow, 1 billion people a month. And 72 videos, though, every hour, you said?
Yeah, 72 hours of video every minute.
72, yeah. So there's a lot of people there, but there's also a lot of competition. How do you make your videos stand out?
Well, it's important that you take the opportunity to showcase your product or service and how it can benefit your audience. That means choosing the right attire and the right environment in which to shoot your video. You know, it's important to have a quality camera as well as adequate lighting and sound. It may be the first time a viewer is seeing you or discovering your business, so you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to make a good first impression.
Sure. Now, do you recommend yourself, people being in videos, or do you think that videos that have more graphics or animation, those sorts of things, are better received?
Well, I think you have to play to your strength. If you know that your presence, you know, on camera is not the best, it's okay to hire someone out to, you know, to do that part of your marketing. That's not a problem at all. But what we found is that, you know, many people underestimate their presence in front of a camera. They think that they're not really, you know, that they don't have a good camera presence, but that's really not the case. You know, sometimes we are our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just suggest to just get out there and get started.
Okay, so once they decide to get started, what would be the very first step of creating a, should people just go and create a YouTube channel or just post individual videos?
Well, the first thing I think most folks should do is to find out the keywords that they're targeting, because most visitors, when they go to YouTube, they'll be searching to find a particular video, and that's a major mistake that we see business owners and website owners make. You know, YouTube should be looked at as a search engine the same way that Google is. You know, in fact, YouTube is the second most popular search engine after Google. That means you need to find what search terms users might enter if they wanted to come across your product or service. But once you've done that, it's important to include that keyword in your video title and description. Now, to get keyword ideas, you could always go to YouTube has a keyword tool that you can find at YouTube/keyword_tool, and you can find some ideas of what YouTube visitors are searching for.
And while you're doing that and you're getting the great keywords, the most popular keywords, does that, in addition to helping you on the YouTube search, help you in the Google rankings as well, just in the homepage Google?
It certainly does. Google actually owns YouTube. So it's not uncommon for YouTube results, YouTube videos to end up in search results when someone goes to Google and searches for a product or a service. So you really want to have, you know, a presence on YouTube as well as a general presence online with a website.
Now, because YouTube is very visual, I'm sure there are faux pas that happen all the time.
That's right.
What are some of the mistakes? I mean, whether it's within the video production itself or in the posting and managing and keyword strategy of the YouTube outreach?
Well, I think one problem is not having the right equipment. If you're going to do a video, it's best to go out and you know, spring a few dollars and get the right equipment. You know, get a good camera, make sure that you have the right lighting and the right sound, make sure there are no distractions in the background. You know, the worst thing that you can have a visitor, encounter is that they come to your channel and they can't hear your video, the audio is too low, or for whatever reason that the video isn't clear enough. Those are mistakes you just want to avoid at all costs.
Now, you're talking about the equipment. Is there a certain price point that you recommend clients to be at? Like, don't go bargain basement clearance video camera or something like that. Is there a certain level that you suggest everyone stay above so they don't fall into that trap?
Well, I think maybe years ago that might have been a challenge, but nowadays with, you know, technology has advanced so well that your basic camera, you can spring maybe a few hundred dollars and get a good camera that will definitely do the job for you. So I don't think you have to really break the bank. You know, most cameras nowadays are effective enough that you can get a good shoot.
And what about background? You know, I'm assuming that you don't want to have a cluttered background, anything that can distract from you or your message or what you're talking about on the video. I see people that, you know, you've got the bookcase in the background, you've got this. Do you recommend doing, you know, I know that they have kind of photography sheets, those sorts of things,
mm-hmm.
really just blanking it out behind you? Or do you think that there should be something going on in the background?
Well, I think it varies. I really do think it varies. The background, most people like to have a clear background because the viewer tends to focus on the person doing the video a little bit more. But I've seen videos that are just as effective with varied backgrounds. Bookcases in the background, like you said, or water scene in the background. It really varies. The main thing is to have a clear video and make sure that you can get your point across effectively.
Now, John, what would be the one piece of advice that you would want to leave our listeners with if they're on here and they're thinking, you know, he's right. I need to stop procrastinating. I need to get a YouTube outreach marketing strategy together. What would be that one piece of advice that you would like to leave them with today?
Well, one thing I'd like to leave for our audience here is to post videos or upload videos frequently. The more videos you upload, the more engaging you'll become to your audience. And it's also looked at positively by YouTube. It looks as though your channel is active, and more people will be likely to come and visit to see your updates and see what you have to say. So I think the main thing is to be frequent. Post your videos regularly and try to engage as much as you can with your audience.
Well, John, you've given us a lot to chew on with YouTube. We thank you so much for being here, and our listeners can learn more about John Williams and Kangaroo SEO at their site, kangarooseo.com. It's kangaroo like the animal, kangarooseo.com.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here, John. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.